panzaccia tu. Se te non ha piscia o lo ite va, che te viene sempre pa' calare dal manerene. Se ci picchia bande se è pa' calare, picchia me. Looking in my window, it's the baker boy, and look, he's got a cannoli in his hand.
Hi, if you marry the baker boy, friends this week, how are you? Ah, Louis Prima, what a guy, what a guy. Play pretty for the people, that's what he used to say. I was at a party last night. I'm talking to a friend of mine, very involved in the whole jazz scene, Newport Jazz Festival for many years. Puts on major jazz concerts all around the country. And I said to him, you know, man, I said, this is what I'm saying. You know, I don't push my stuff on anybody. My motto is think for yourself. I said, but I don't dig it anymore. I said, I'm a real old jazz fan. I said, there's no texture anymore. I say, go out to listen to this stuff. It's over-amplified. Everybody's playing loud. There's no texture between the different musicians. He said to me, you're right. And I said, you know, Louis Prima, you just heard. He said he had a great saying, play pretty for the people. It was about the crowd, not about the musician's ego. And I said, everybody plays for themselves. He said, I know. The guy said, I know. He said, that's, you can't stop them. He said, they're losing the crowds. Play pretty for the people. You know, this fellow on, he used to be the host on Turner Classic Movies, Robert Osborne. He died a few weeks ago. And I was reading the obituary in the New York Times. He said, quote, I get stopped on the street all the time. This is a New York Times interview he did in 2014. People say, quote, you got me through cancer last year. You got me past unemployment. You take me away from my troubles. And then he goes on to say, exactly what movies did in the 30s and the 40s. Take you away from your troubles. Take you away, not only the music, the movies, but the music too. They took you away from your troubles. And nothing today really takes you away from your troubles. I went to see this movie that's getting a lot of acclaim, La La Land. And it was nice. It was Rookies. You compare the, again, only speaking for myself, you know, I don't, whatever people want to believe, knock yourself out. You look at the Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly dancing, these movies that they used to have back in the 30s. The sets. There's no comparison. This is a kid's stuff. And then the voices. Everybody singing like this. Everybody sounding the same. Everybody. Not a thing to remember in the movie other than bland. And the guys, they start talking about jazz. It's stupid little junk. But the purpose is, again, as a trend forecaster, the movie's a huge hit, of course, pumped by Hollywood because they want to pretend that they still have some glamour to it. But more importantly, it shows you the desire that people have for the past and quality. They thought they were going to find in La La Land, but they found nothing. And again, it's, as trend forecasters, those of you who subscribe to our Trends Journal, you know the cover story. It's about Crusader Trump. And again, you know, obviously all you people know that, you know, I'm no fan of Trump. But we have play the Trump card. Look why he won. What he did to make it happen. Think of his campaign slogan. Make America great again. 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 La La Land. Again. Bringing back the past, even though they did to me, again, only my take on it, a rookie presentation. Nothing hot about it. Can't remember a beat of any of the songs. Plot paper thin. Huge success because the people, as Robert Osborne said, are looking to get away from their troubles. Exactly what movies did in the 30s and the 40s, and exactly what they don't do now. And then you watch the coming attractions, Mod On. One violent horror alien freak show after another. Same beat of all the stuff. Anyway. Make America great again. Become an on-trendpreneur. Take advantage of what is. And the what is are people are hungering for a nostalgic view of the future because the present isn't bringing it to them. Make America great again. Play the Trump card. Start putting out products. It's bigger than buy local. It's buy national. Make America great again. Made with pride in America. Again, not whether you like Trump, dislike Trump. Not the issue. By the way, anybody that wants to call in, our number is 888. 874-4888. 888-874-4888. So, going back and starting to look at some political trends, when I was on last week, everyone was waiting for the vote on the repeal of Obamacare, but they didn't care enough, they didn't repeal it. So what happened? On Monday, the equity markets had its worst down day since October 2016. Boop, Trump didn't deliver. That's right. But markets rebounded again. Not as high as they used to be, but again, they've been up, they're up some 12% since he got elected. And what we're looking at are expectations, and he's already doing it, of deregulation. Isn't that wonderful, huh? And let's kill those environmental regulations. Let's really be stupid. So he's doing that. And of course, tax breaks, tax breaks. Everybody loves a tax break. So, the market still believes he's going to keep deregulating and cutting taxes. And also, more and more talk coming from the Federal Reserve of raising interest rates. Not two more times, but now they're even talking about three more times. Okay, so let's put this together. You raise interest rates, of course, that's going to be bearish for gold. But again, gold is bigger than just the United States, but gold is based in dollars, and that's what it's traded in. So, what are we looking at? How about the housing market? If interest rates go up, what's going to happen to the housing market? Well, figure it out. Right now, home ownership is only at 1960s levels. Young people can't afford homes because the jobs stink. And you know the numbers. The 10 million jobs that the fraud in chief Obama, the con Manda, who lied his way into office, of those jobs that were created, according to the Harvard Princeton study, 94% of them are temporary jobs. So if interest rates go up, look for a slowdown in the housing market. There's going to be a market correction. We do not believe there's going to be a market crash. Again, this is a big change from what I had forecast earlier or later last year and throughout, you know, the last couple of years. Weakening economies and possibilities for sharp corrections and crashes even. We don't see that right now. Unless, of course, the wild card is dealt, and no one can predict that. One of the reasons, for example, the market yesterday went up over 100 points, almost 150 points, actually, is that consumer confidence is now at the highest level since December of 2000. That's remarkable. Even though Trump's popularity rate, or unpopularity rate, his unpopularity rate is so high. Small business confidence, 1980 levels. So what we're saying is don't get caught up in the news with all they're selling is this let's hate Russia propaganda that they don't stop with. But let's look at the bigger picture. The markets are positive on Trump. And they're positive on him because he's pro-business. Is it good for we the little people? Of course not. Not in many ways. But it's good for the equity markets. The strength of the equity markets is very important in psychology of the people. That's why you see business confidence and consumer confidence going up so high. If the markets crash, confidence goes down. It's a confidence, con man, con game, confidence. Very important. You're looking at monthly U.S. home prices. They just reached a 31-month high. You, you're looking at positive economic data on the whole. So, again, it's not going to be very good for gold. However, we still see gold as a very strong, safe haven asset. On the other end is geopolitical unrest. And the Middle East is a time bomb ready to explode. Syria, Iraq, Israel, and what they're doing. And of course, you can't say anything bad about Israel, then you're an anti-Semite. Save it, you know. You know my attitude to that. I could care less. People think I'm not an anti-Semite. They just killed a leader of Hamas. Or they allegedly have. And they keep stealing more land. Very interesting story. It's a trend story. This is the first time recently that you didn't have major, like Netanyahu or from Israel, or the president speak before AIPAC, the Jewish lobby. And one of the reasons they didn't go is because everything is really going well between Netanyahu and Trump. And it was a comment about Netanyahu saying that he has to talk more to Trump about Iran. And you heard Trump during when he was running for the presidential reality show when he was a contestant, coming out strongly against Iran. And then again, just this past week, Netanyahu, according to several experts, saying he wants to talk deeper with Trump about Iran. Our forecast is, oh, and by the way, Israel is also bombs away over Syria. They have every right to do it because, hey, we're the chosen people, and we could choose what we want to do, just like the United States are the, exceptionals. Yeah, exceptionally great at murder. We could murder anybody we want. Our forecast is that Israel and Iran are going to be in a conflict. It's going to be started by Israel, but they'll make it look like Iran did it. Because, you know, Iran's been invading countries now every couple of years, right? Well, wrong. They haven't invaded a country in over 200 years. They're in Syria, yeah. They were invited there by their president. Yeah, but we don't like that president. I know, and you didn't like Libyan president. You didn't like the who's running Afghanistan, and you didn't like the Chilean president. You didn't like the one in Iraq. But that's the president anyway, whether or not you like them. United States. So, when Iran and Israel gear up for battle, count on the United States getting involved. And under Trump, it's getting trumped up. This guy that's the head of the Defense Department, Mattis, imagine an adult calling himself Mad Dog. How about putting Mad Dog into an insane asylum? Mad Dog. Yeah, Mad Dog is now increasing the United States presence into Yemen, the slaughter of the poorest nation in the Middle East. People have done nothing to no one. Led by the Saudis, brought to you by the Obama administration, sold more weapons to Saudi Arabia than any other president, but Trump's Trump in that one. United States command moving deeper into Africa. So, that's how we see this unfolding. There's going to be more and more conflict growing in the Middle East, brought to you by Israel and the United States. Israel and Iran and the United States gets into it. Going back to gold. We look at it as a safe haven asset for geopolitical unrest in these times. And what we're also looking at are oil prices. Guess what? This is going to come to a shock to everyone, so just sit down. I'm sure that what I'm about to say is just off the charts, that how can anybody ever believe anything like this? The reason oil prices are going back up temporarily right now. is because of low output coming out of Libya. Yeah, what a surprise. Countries in total destruction. Brought to you by the murderer-in-chief, Barack B.S. Obama. The arrogant Obama that lied his way into office as an anti-war president. A humanitarian mission by Barack, quote, "I'm really good at killing people," Obama, and all those liberals that are so sad that Hillary Clinton didn't get in. And if only women were in charge, Samantha Power and Susan Rice, who destroyed the richest country in Africa, Libya. Gaddafi gave more to his people than any other country in the region. There were over 30,000 Chinese working in Libya. Had to stop that, didn't they? Oh, and when everybody talks about the terrible migrant crisis, you never go back to the one that didn't exist before they murdered Gaddafi. So going back to oil prices, yep. Pumping up again because things are getting a lot worse over there in Libya. Yep, lovely little war. Oh, and by the way, the murderers that they hired, the United States and its coalition of the killing, the Arab Little League, yeah, those militants that they got over there to take out Gaddafi, that are known by the name of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yep, and after they finished with Libya, they moved into Syria. And after they moved into Syria, they moved into Iraq. Brought to you by the United States. But those are only facts. Why discuss them? The prostitute media never does. Yep. Oil production from the western Libyan fields has been blocked by armed forces. Libya had the finest sweet crude in the world, or just about.
Her Perth capital.
So that's what we're looking at geopolitically and economically. Going back to gold, we see a lot of unrest coming, geopolitical. There's no end in sight. And Trump, although he played the card that he was going to be less aggressive militarily, is ratcheting it up. You know, they came out with another round of WikiLeaks a week ago. Hardly made the news. And rather than talking about how they're robbing us of our rights, all under the guise that they're going to protect us from these terrorists, and they need to do that if they're going to save our lives. You know, a little over a week ago, a guy jumped over the White House fence. They couldn't find him for over 15 minutes. And then a couple of days later, for the third time, a woman tried to jump over the fence. They can't stop people from going over the White House fence. And the Secret Service is so secret, you can't find them because they couldn't find the guy. And they're going to protect us. And that's the excuse they give us for robbing us of our rights. Where are all of these protesters protesting against that? Not a peep. Not a peep. Let's talk about Russia, huh? Yeah, we gotta watch them Russians. Why do you have them Russians? Again, last week when some madman mowed down four people in the UK, whew, front page news every day. But the United States murders hundreds of people in one day in Mosul, Iraq. It barely makes the news. Here's the headline from the toilet paper of record, these arrogant people that I don't like, at the New York Times, or more appropriately, each day as I read their news, the New York Slimes. U.S. investigates as Iraq claim strikes kill up to 200 civilians. Isn't that a nice whitewash headline, huh? Investigates. But yet, when the Syrian military and the Russian military were trying to get ISIS out of Aleppo, a city half the size of Mosul, every day the New York Slimers, these are war crimes. Look how terrible. Look what's going on over there. Killing innocent people. But when the United States murders, that's okay. That's all right. They whitewash it. No major news about it. Hey, how about all that news of day after day of the terror threats around the country against Jewish community centers and schools? Remember that one, huh? Day after day, week after week, anti-Semitism is growing. Oh, wait a minute. Those bomb threats, they came from an Israeli guy. Yeah, an 18-year-old. Isn't that a nice way to sell hate? But let's keep it quiet. Don't talk about it. And don't show his face. No. They're setting us up for war. We better occupy peace, because they're leading us to war. OccupyPeace.us. If you want to help it, support it, do anything for it, it's your trip. Don't want to do anything? Hey, that's okay. There's no major movement right now to stop this madness. Occupy peace is the only solution that I know that is an action plan for peace. You can go to it by going to occupypeace.us because they're leading us to war. Look at the lies coming out of Israel about all these bomb threats all over the world. And it's being done by, it was done by an Israeli kid. Isn't that something? So, they're leading us to war. The drumbeat is getting louder each day. Trump has given the CIA power to launch drone strikes. Oh, great. And they got a great reputation, the CIA. Yeah. That Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. Hey, how about that Gulf of Tonkin incident that started the Vietnam War that never happened, huh? Yeah. And also what Trump's done he's taken a more hands-off approach than any administration recently in giving the clearance for military operations. Remember, he got Mad Dog Mattis as the defense secretary. He's in charge, him and the Pentagon. Isn't that great, huh? Isn't that wonderful how America's become a military country? Love those guys with all them medals, don't you, huh? Love a man with a uniform. Little boy Trump. Guys, narcissistic guy, so out of his mind, they sent him to military school up in Cornwall, New York. You look up the pictures of him, a little dressed up in his military drag outfit. Yep. President Trump is shifting more authority over military operations to the Pentagon, according to White House officials. The official, you know what? Yep. And he's filled his cabinet. Not filled it, but he's appointed to his cabinet and to high positions in the administration. To military and defense contractors. Isn't that great, huh? They're going to make us safe. You can't stop a guy from jumping over the White House fence, and you can't find him for over 15 minutes. Jerks, arrogant little boys, military drag. You're not saving us from anything. You're making our lives more dangerous by murdering people all over the world. But we won't talk about that because that's not allowed in the prostitute media. The drumbeats to war are going and growing louder. So, what else in the news? Well, we got this guy Sessions in there, and everybody's wondering, is he going to make it tough to for these states that are making marijuana more legal? And he's against marijuana, so that's in the news. But over there in Canada, not far from us, looks like in July, they're going to be passing laws up there that are going to make recreational and medical marijuana use decriminalized to a great extent. And there's going to be great market opportunities just looking at, excuse me, just looking at the the financial aspect of it. And the United States is going to lose out. Excuse me. And they're losing out because countries like Israel are decriminalizing it, doing a lot of research in medical marijuana. As I said, now you're going to see it in Canada. So while the United States gets tough on crime, others are going to profit from the opportunities of decriminalization. And, you know, when you think about it, of course, if the planet could feed us, could the planet heal us? And the research coming out in medical marijuana is quite astounding on the beneficial ends. Here was a story in the toilet paper of record, the New York Slime, that helped sell the Iraq War, Libyan War, every war that we've had. Warnings of a powder keg in Libya as ISIS regroups after setbacks. After setbacks? What little clown? Oh, Eric Schmidt. Maybe I spelled that wrong. Maybe there shouldn't be a C and an M in there and just kind of make it sound who he really is with a headline like that. After setbacks? Here's the way this prostitute writes this story. This is part of it. Libya remains a violent and divided nation, rife with independent militias, flooded with arms and lacking legitimate government and political unity. Tripoli, the capital, is controlled by a patchwork of armed groups that have built local fiefs and vied for power. You ready for this? Since Libya's 2011 uprising. You lowlife of a boy. Since Libya's 2011 uprising, you dirty, cowardly prostitute. You mean since Obama and Sarkozy and Cameron overthrew the sovereign nation of Libya and bombed the hell out of it and killed over 40,000 people, Eric S.H., you know the rest of the ITs that follow your name. This is the kind of disgusting crap the New York Slimers produce. Libya's uprising. This is outright propaganda. Hey, fake news? No, you're a fake man. You're not a man. Fake news? Outright propaganda. Libya's 2011 uprising. Not a word on what happened and who destroyed Libya. No one talks about why there's a migrant crisis, why there's a refugee crisis. Can't figure it out, man. Outright propaganda. The instability in Libya and North Africa may be the most significant near-term threat to the United States allies and interests on the continent, General Waldhauser said. General Thomas D. Waldhauser, head of the Pentagon's African Command, told the Senate panel. Most significant near-term threat to the United States? Yeah, because, you know, that Libya borders right on the, I think it's what, Michigan or California? I keep getting, I'm not really good at the map. How the hell is Libya a threat to the United States? Oh, they made up that lie before, didn't they? Why not make it up again? They're taking us to war. You can see where this is going. Again, it's your choice. Either occupy peace or occupy war. What a clown. What a clown. The instability in Libya and North Africa may be the most significant near-term threat to the United States and allies. What allies? You mean all lives. Allies. It's disgusting. Again, every day is another day of more lies coming out with Russia. It's Let's Hate Russia Day. One after another, the Democrats cannot get over the loss of this election. Trump's business network reached alleged Russian mobsters, USA Today. Headline story. Every day, another Russian mobsters? You're unlike the Goldman Sachs gang or the Merrill Lynch mob. How about those gangsters or mobsters? Yeah, the ones Obama promised his candidate Obama was going to bring to justice. Instead, bails them out, steals our money, and gives it to them. Every day, stories about anti-Russia. There's nonstop. The Democrats cannot get over the loss of this election. And they're doing everything they can, and I'm no Trump fan, to get rid of Trump. And the Russian is really working. I have friends of mine, people I respect. They've turned so anti-Russian because all they do is hear the headlines. They don't know the facts. Again, when I say I'm no Trump fan of Trump, you know, something going on, by the way, with him and Fox News. When he gave one of his press conferences, he said, I watched this morning a couple of the networks, and I have to say, Fox and Friends in the morning, they are very honorable people. I've been on Fox and Friends a number of times in the past. They don't have me on anymore. Not because they are good, because they hit me when I do something wrong. But they have the most honest morning show. That's all I can say. Hey, you can't say much. Then, I'm going to go back to February, Murdoch's role in Trump's scoop kept secret. This was out of the Financial Times. News Corp mogul present at media coup as pro-Brexit MP quizzes U.S. president. The chairman of News Corp was not in photographs of the meeting last month at Trump Tower in Manhattan. The two people have confirmed he was at the interview conducted by Michael Gove, a former British cabinet minister and proponent of the UK exit from the EU. Now, Mr. Murdoch's presence is a sign of the mogul's interest in Mr. Trump and his close relationship with the new president and his family. The Financial Times revealed that the president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, was until recently a trustee of Grace and Chloe, Mr. Murdoch's daughters by his ex-wife, Wendy Deng. She represented the girls' interests in 21st Century Fox and News Corp, companies controlled by the Murdoch family. Ms. Trump is married to Jared Kushner, a key White House advisor and confidant of Mr. Murdoch. Huh. Isn't that something, huh? So here's Trump pumping Fox. And the guy that owns it, Murdoch, made Ivanka Trump you can't make this stuff up. The trustee of two of his children. They said that she's no longer doing that now. I guess after the news broke. So that's what we're looking at. And it goes back to Progressive Radio Network and why it's so important to support it and other alternative broadcasts that don't have agendas other than the truth. Because as you well know from Gary Knowles repeated many times that only six companies control 90% of the media. And you can see how controlled this is. This story should be headline news. It's not. About Murdoch and Trump. And boy, when I talked before about him and Netanyahu being so close, and of course, is going back to this son-in-law, Jared Kushner, when Netanyahu, you could actually say they're in bed together, almost. When Netanyahu visited the States one time, he stayed at the Kushner's house and slept in Jared's bed, according to reports. So I guess they are in bed together. Well, he was down. He was in another room. You know, lovely woman I know mentioned to me, everybody's so politically correct. You can't say anything bad about anything. You have to gay, lesbian, transgender. Everything has to be politically correct. Don't get out of line and say the wrong thing. But there's basically silence on the treacherous, murderous path of war that the United States is on and keeps taking us on. Isn't that something? You can't be politically incorrect. You have to watch everything that you say. Yet no one will speak about the incorrectness of mass murder committed by the United States of America around the world. You can't speak of anything that may upset anyone in any manner but you can't speak about the murder committed by the United States. Nope, not allowed. So, here we are. Markets have stabilized. Wall Street's looking for more deregulation, lower taxes. The big news on the economic scene globally is that the UK officially sign the Brexit deal. Brexit, stage right. But the markets didn't react that much. Matter of fact, over there in Europe, all the markets are up. All the warnings, all the fears about Brexit. They want more and more control of globalization. So when you try to pull away, they play the fear card. And that's all they's doing. Day after day, fear after fear. Can't have much joy and beauty with fear and hysteria. And that's what they like to play. And when we talk about Brexit and the deals and the dirty deals and how this is really a neo-feudal society in terms that there are different rules for we the little people and the economic elite and the political nobility, Europe's biggest banks hid 25 billion euros, about $30 billion worth of profits in tax havens. Isn't that wonderful, huh? Isn't that a nice word? A tax haven. Just like those too big to fails. Remember that with Obama, huh? Made those too big to fails even bigger. Bush started it, Obama kept it going. Yep. You go back to 1992. The five largest U.S. banks back then, they had about 10% of the banking industry. That's right, 1992, the year that Slick Willie Clinton. Yeah, everybody loved that guy, and that wonderful Democrat, wasn't he, huh? 10%. You know what it is today? About 45%. J.P. Morgan alone holds over 12%. Again, back then, 10 banks, 5 banks only had 10%. Yep, too big to fails got bigger. But boy, it's so sad that a Democrat's not back in the White House, isn't it? Democrats don't represent the people. They help destroy the unions. They destroy the multinational. They support the multinationals. Look at the Clinton guy born in Arkansas. Now they're worth what, over $150 million? And little Chelsea's set with that Clinton Foundation. They say they have over $1 trillion in it. What a joke. The joke's on us. Very sad what's happened in this country. And what's sadder to me is how the people refuse to fight back. But you can do something about it. You can occupy peace. www.occupypeace.us. And by the way, there's also, if you'd like to subscribe to the Trends Journal and read history before it happens, because it's the only place you will, money back guaranteed. Go to trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. It's only $99 a year. Trends Journal, by the way, is 60-page magazine, full color, not one ad in it. And we do trends monthly, trend alerts each week. Trends in the news broadcast each weekday night to put you ahead of the news and on top of the trends. Because now is the time to really be informed of what's going on, because the wild card in chief, the Trump card, is in power. and it's Anything Can Go and Anything Goes. Again, in our website's trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com, or you can call 845-331-5282. 845-331-5282. There is a time right now where we've never had a better opportunity to make change, because people were silent under the Trump murderous regime, but with under Obama's murderous regime, excuse me. And now with Trump in, there's somebody to hate. Because the hypocrites who couldn't hate Obama could now hate Trump. Now is the time to unify. Look what's going on. Congress voted to repeal the Internet Privacy Protection Act, approved by the FCC. But you know what they don't tell you with that story? That Obama waited till he was almost out of office to push that through. He didn't have it in place. So they're going to be robbing more and more of our rights from us. And again, under the guise that they're going to protect us, and they can't stop a guy from jumping over the White House fence and can't find him for over 15 minutes. The future's in our hands. Look at the clowns that are running it for us. One after another. Nancy Pelosi. Diane Not-So-Feinstein, little Chucky Schumer, Paul, Eddie Munster Ryan, Lindsey Graham, John Insane McCain. You gonna let these people run your life? Look at the clown running New York, de Blasio. To BS is more appropriate for him. One little jerk after another, running and ruining our lives. The future's in your hands. Don't drop it. So that's another week of Trends This Week. Please do everything you can to support Progressive Radio Network. It's crucial. Because you can see there's going to be more and more censorship, more and more consolidation of ownership in the media. You make a difference. One man of courage, one person of courage, makes a majority. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. This is Gerald Celente, and that's Trends This Week. Trends This Week.